Well, it's been beautiful music, and I know I enjoy good music, and it's always a delight to be here and to hear all these good singers and the talent that God's blessed this church with. I want to say just a few words to continue sort of in the vein that we're in. We thought about Christ Jesus this morning and the fact that He is eternal, and Him coming at the manger scene is not the beginning. It's just a continuation of who He is. It's a revelation of God in the flesh. As a matter of fact, John's gospel declares that at the manger scene, what was happening was Jesus was leading God out into the open for all to be able to see Him. How many witnesses did you have to have in ancient times for something to be declared factual? You had to have two witnesses, and they had to be both men. I'm sorry, ladies, but that's the way it was. And John is declaring in John's gospel that there were witnesses to the fact that Jesus is who he said he was. The beginning of the book of John starts that the Word was made flesh. Remember it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. And then if you jump down, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of God, full of grace and truth. Now, that is John's declaration that Jesus is God come in the flesh. And not only is He God come in the flesh, but He has come, if you read that entire chapter in the whole book, is about Him recreating. Not recreating the world, but recreating mankind. We messed up, didn't we? In the Garden of Eden, Eve was tempted. She took the fruit. She ate it and gave it to her husband who was with her. And we all know that Adam gets blamed for it because he could have stopped it, but he didn't. He was willing, he was a willing partner in the crime. And every one of us have sinned, we have fallen short of the glory of God because we choose to go against God. And so every one of us are fallen creatures. We are not what God intended for us to be. And so Jesus, in the fullness of time, came. At the right time. God's time. He was born. He took upon flesh. Became a man. 100% God, 100% man. A mystery. I can't explain that. And He did that to recreate us. You remember what Paul wrote? He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He's brand new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. John would say it in a similar way to Nicodemus. He would say, in the words of Jesus, you must be born again. Recreated. You got to be made new, brand new. And so John is trying to bear record. He's trying to be a witness of who Jesus is, the fact of who Jesus is. And so he says, I saw Him. I recognized Him. I understood who He was. And he said, whenever He came by, John the Baptist pointed at Him and said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Witness number one, John the Baptist, the writer of John says. Witness number two, God the Father. God the Father declared that this was His beloved Son in whom He's well pleased. In fact, God said about Jesus that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. God is a witness that Jesus is who He said He was. And we receive from Christ grace for grace. Do you know what a witness that is? When you receive grace in Jesus Christ, that is one of the most powerful witnesses you'll ever understand. The most powerful witness you'll ever find is grace. Moses' law condemns us to death, but Jesus Christ lifts up out of the ashes, sets us in a place of prominence, a place of love, and He says, "You're forgiven. I love you." What a witness that is. If you've been saved, you know that that is a strong witness. It declares who Jesus is. But there's a third witness here in John's gospel, and that is the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible said that when He was buried in baptism and was raised again out of that Jordan River, the Spirit of God descended on Him like a dove, declaring that He was the Son of God. Come to give us new life. See, we're not about starting things over, like turning over new leaves. You know, January 1st is coming and we're all going to try to lose 2 inches off our waist. You know, we're going to try to start exercising and eating better and, you know, all of these things that we decide we're going to do. We're going to not forget our husband's birthdays or our wife. But that is not what this is about. This is about beginning brand new in Christ. The old man is passing away. The new man has come. Jesus has come and made us brand new. Well, they were out on a journey. Jesus paused along the way. He looked at His disciples and He said, "Who do men say that I am?" This is a pretty good question, isn't it? It's a general question. It's not specific. It's not going to get into my grill. It's about the people. Who do they say that I am? And so they answered, "Well, some say you're Elijah. And some say that maybe you're John the Baptist. Others say you're Jeremiah. Or one of the prophets." Jesus gets very specific and looks them right in the eye and He says, "But who do you say that I am?" Doesn't it matter who we believe He is? I mean, that's what John's gospel is all about. It's about here the eternal God has entered into time as the Son of God. Do you believe? Do you believe that He came? Do you believe that He was born of a virgin? Do you believe that He lived a sinless life? Do you believe that He went to the cross and died a sacrificial death? Do you believe He arose again the third day? Makes it very personal, doesn't it? And so, Peter, Simon Bar-Jonah was his name, he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." A+. Great answer, Simon. You're right. How Who do you believe that Jesus is? John began his gospel by saying that Jesus was the light of life. You know, wherever there's life, there's light. I want you to look into your own life and look into your own heart right now. And I want you to ask this very important question. Is there life in me? As if there is, there will be light shining from me. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. But then he said in Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. You see how he did that? Because he changes you, you're no longer in darkness. Because he comes to live inside of you, you're no longer dark. You're now light. And that's why we're here tonight, to celebrate the light of life, Jesus Christ, who changes everything. He changed you, and he changed me. And now we're witnesses of how great he is, how good he is. He's God, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died a sacrificial death, arose again, so that we can have life, eternal life with him. I just want to pray with you before we continue the rest of this service. And I want you to just bow your head right there where you're sitting. If there's somebody here tonight, say, Brother Joe, I'm lost. I am in darkness. I don't have the light of life. I need Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, to save me. I need to be changed, like you talked about, made brand new. Would you just lift your hand up? I want to pray for you. I'm not going to call you out. I promise you, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to ask you to pray as well, right there where you're at. Is there anybody like that here tonight? I'm looking as best I can. Anybody? Say, Brother Joe, I need Jesus. It's a Sunday night, a couple of days before Christmas. What a wonderful time and opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Is there anybody here like that? Say, I need Jesus. Anyone? All right. Well, if we're all saved and we're all on our way to heaven here tonight, think about this. Our families are brighter. Our workplace is brighter. And this church, and the churches that are visiting here tonight, they're brighter because Jesus is in us. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for making a difference, changing our life, saving us from our sins, giving us a home in heaven, and giving us life more abundantly. Lord, help us to shine. In Jesus' name, amen.